Let's get back to the governor, Tim Walz, because I really think this is such a huge story here, him not running for a third term. What do you think his future holds? We do know that the House would like to get him to testify there in Washington about some of the things that have allegedly gone on in Minnesota. Do you see them being able to get a subpoena? What do you think that scene might look like?
Well, Chairman Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, said today it's no longer an invite for Governor Walz to come speak to the committee. He's now going to get subpoenaed, and he's going to have to sit down in front of the committee and explain how the fraud ran so wild. You know, and keep in mind, the federal prosecutor said that there have been some $19 billion in aid that came into Minnesota, and about half of it was stolen. So you're talking about $9 billion in aid. I asked ChatGPT, what kind of military equipment can you buy with $9 billion? A Nimitz-class aircraft carrier. That's how much money was stolen here in Minnesota, according to federal prosecutors. If you listen to the president, there was a whole lot more. Now, as far as the governor's future, he seemed to be pretty bleak about his future as a politician, because one of the things he floated in the press conference today is that he's a good geography teacher, and he wouldn't mind getting back to that. So that means after this vice presidential bid, and bowing to the Somali constituency, the Somalis are the ones that ultimately ended the political career of Tim Walz, if you want to look into the crystal ball for the future there.